And so I'm turning to the Gospel of John chapter 20 and I read verse 4. I think rather would read verse 6 to 8 at once. So, Gospel of John chapter 20 verses 6 to 8 at once. Then cometh Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulchre and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Friends, we're thinking this morning about spiritual resurrection. Scripture teaches us that the resurrection of Christ teaches us about the nature of spiritual resurrection also. We must get that very clear. The Bible says this very clearly. I want to turn to that very quickly, and we see that in John's Gospel, chapter 5. We don't often like to attend to many verses in the gospel service. We want it to be a straightforward thing. So, Gospel of John, chapter 5, look at verse 25. The Lord speaking about spiritual life, conversion, and he uses the language of resurrection. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. They that hear. And this isn't about the final resurrection. This is about spiritual resurrection. Because the final one, he speaks about that in verse 28. So the Lord Jesus Christ says that resurrection, that physical resurrection of his, was also a picture of spiritual resurrection. And so we want to be reflecting about that. It also shows, the Bible tells us, that resurrection is true, is real. One day we'll be raised from our graves to meet the Lord. And so we should bear that in mind. But we want to be thinking about that spiritual resurrection. And what we want to do is to draw from some of the details about Christ's physical resurrection to instruct us about those spiritual resurrection. Because the details that Scripture gives us are not given to us for nothing. They are meant to add to the beauty and the color of the event, and so enrich the teaching also. The Pesiefa, Eradi Yesu Christo, Sedia, Osoriano, Echayan, Sedia, Eradi, Enyani Yensu, Ewa Hunhumu, Sani Afrano, Sansa Kraini, Eradi, Debrayeno. And so, the Pesiefa, Edisa, Enyoma, Mienuno, Etituhu, Na, Ekasa, Echayan. So, I want to get into that, and you see that there in verse 6, then comes Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin also. But before I get into that, a little, some explanations here and there. The Jews buried their dead differently, and we have to appreciate that. When somebody died, they would wash the body, and then simply wound it with linen garments, and then put some spices in it on the body, so the spices will be directly on the body. And then as they wind the cloth, they will be putting, if they want to use so much of the spices, they'll be putting more on that. And when it's done, then they put a separate napkin on the head to be different. And then they go and lay right there in the tomb. So the person wouldn't be put in a coffin as we do today. So he'll be lying there wound up in that linen garment. And that was obviously what they did to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jewfone se obiwa ni amu yane se amu e jari nubia na amu de entuma yade ebesi eno a chichu eno na amu yes amu de spices yevyam idras enro yevyam eguguso na amu a chichu eno se ya yevyam sa na amu de different one a chichu niti na amu de na koto enanumusa. Now, scripture means our details. It sounds like a cassette in here. I may be adding Abbasu shortly. Now, I want to just briefly mention this. It's not really, strictly speaking, part of my discussion. But because of some people ask, some you may have heard people say, oh, why should Christians say that the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose the third day? If you calculate from Friday to Sunday, don't you have 2 days? Why should we say 3 days? It seems our maths, our mathematics are so bad. I've heard somebody say that before. I'm sure that's not new to many of you. The reason is that the reason why the Bible says 3 days is that the way the Jews calculated their days was entirely different from ours. You know, the day began at 6 a.m. and ended at 6 p.m. And so at 7 p.m. you were in the next day. So when the Lord Jesus Christ died at 3 o'clock, he died on a Friday. So by 6 hour Friday, will be another day. That will be Saturday. And so he died on a Friday around 3, so you have 1 day. Saturday, 2nd day. And so the Lord would have risen after 6 a.m. You see? And so if he rose up at 6 a.m., so that would be 6 a.m. to Sunday. So that would have been 3. A Friday, the whole Saturday, and a part of Sunday. So if you like, you have 1 whole day and 2 part days. And so that's why we have 3. So it was 3 days. And so that was their calculation. Well, just in case you have that kind of disturbance. Now, my dear friends, resurrection, conversion is like resurrection. What a term! It's to be raised from dead. It's to be made new. Erade Yesu Kristo Jua, Bible said, it's yinyani wo efri wumo. Now, Erade Yenitie, how does the Lord do this? And what are the lessons to be learned from the Lord's resurrection to tell us about that? One of the beautiful things is that when the Lord Jesus Christ rose up, he deliberately decided to leave there an evidence. He left an evidence in the grave. You know why? The reason is that that is what the disciples will need to tell the whole world. Eventually, later, there will be all kinds of doubts and all kinds of rumor. Some people will say some people have come for him, his disciples have come for him, and things like that. You know that in Matthew chapter 28 that that's what happened. People spread all kinds of falsehood about him and say, no, he didn't rise at all. His disciples came for him when the soldiers were asleep. That was not possible in the face of Roman soldiers. It's not possible. But anyway, if they wanted to believe in rumors, that could stay. And so he stood with the Jews for some time. And so for the disciples themselves, the Lord gave them this evidence so that they could know that their Lord was risen. And it was the evidence of this empty tomb with the garments that were used on him all lying there. And the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, judged us to be that which they needed to know. And my dear friends, you know that this teaches us something about spiritual resurrection also. And this is unique about Christianity. Christianity isn't an assumption. We are not assuming. We have evidences. We have evidences of our testimony. Of course, evidences that our Savior died on the cross of Calvary. Evidences that he rose from the dead. And in our own hearts, we have evidences of grace. We see the mighty work he's wrought in us. The change he's brought about. We know who we were some time ago. The things that were our hopes, and then the new things that have dawned. And so, Christianity is based on evidences. And so, by these evidences, we are assured that we are not believing in human ideas and things like that. You see, Radi Yesu Kristo, bra or sorry, you know, o jabri bia eman esiafu hun sampa se wa sorry. It's answered. I'm being here, sad, you know, my work, king, ting, wong, gd. Said ye bear some coffee, and your ma enya no cray, nantik, as all no crow, and sorry, I can come on. On one day, I'm being here, sad, who could run out, because that be on source, or sorry. I say, sanso, say, radi, edgemia, semi be radin chain. Nessie radi, edmi, yet me the ankasa. O jammy, be beer chesset, why jimmy amper. Yam wain trim. Christianity and yes, some are my woe trim. What's sorry, and what I said, my dream is said, not for heaven. I always remember a man I knew years ago, it's a sad story, and he was really not living right. And I knew him in a local Baptist church. He wasn't living right, but the man was so full of confidence. He kept saying, Pastor, no, don't worry, I think I'll go to heaven. You will see me there. Actually, that's something. Recently, he died, and as far as I know, he wasn't even in any connection with even a church. Well, to have any connection with a church doesn't mean you are a child of God, but not any connection, even that. He didn't even have that tattoo. Some people are living on assumption. A bimo airborne trim, na mi kase, minima a young person dia, and bibi no ne dia, or jino hu dipa, question who says, software, and how on, miso be hun no heaven. Na, and cherry a kwa no wu ye, and se bro be woman no, or be woman no na, or ne, a sero kwa e ni enkita hu di dia. My dear friends, do you know those evidences of a saved person? Do you see them in your heart? These are matters of eternity. Don't rest on assumption. Therefore, don't rest on anything else. It is one of the things that we tell people, don't rest on anything until you are entirely sure that the Lord has saved you, that the Lord has heard you, that the Lord has brought you truly to Himself. My dear friends, this is a matter of eternal rest or eternal damnation. You cannot rest on mere assumption. That would be so foolish to do that, dear friends. And so, that when the kindness of the Lord, the evidences are there. If I come to the Lord in repentance, and I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, throwing away all self-confidence must die before I can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Any self-confidence will sink the soul in everlasting torments because I believe myself. All must be gone, so I can rest all my hopes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I cry to Him to have mercy upon me, to save me and wash me. And if I meant it, He will answer me and work in my heart and give me a new heart and make me a person that now would not want to live in disobedience against Him. I would be made a praying person. My understanding of Scripture would be more powerful because what I read in the Bible would grip my heart and I would want to obey. I would see through this world and I would see how vain and empty it is. All its best things, you will regard them as really nothing at all. Or surely the world would always be tempting us by all means, but you would have seen through what it offers. My dear friends, there are evidences that we are saved or not saved. Yawadi chain say radia jiana son jiye. Semi banin chain padia. Ne semi betrino map to a reshimubia mimi wa ewa meanka simumu. Ne se me nida so ina iradia si Christon kwana. Uchina di shibuja emeni boye foni dia. Ne se yam person a banin chain radibitimi. Na obedi sajumin wa makumumu mehuankasa se radi itimi. It says, "Obe ba kume fuframa." One person was so ewa so demo. Obe ni afi we training to we do obe man one pair we say. Nasa mi benya timi owa kuma so. Now obe pese obe jidi okanya na edi. So my dear friends, that's helpful. But my dear friend, there's something even more interesting here. Look at the passage with me, dear friends. And I want to draw attention to the manner of this physical resurrection. It's quite interesting here. Look at verse 6 again. Then came Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. And so, we are given a kind of insight into how the Lord rose. Why does the Bible tell us this? Because there's something to be learned. We are taken into the sepulchre. What happened on that Sunday morning when the Lord Jesus Christ rose? Now the passage gives us some insight. So it tells us, for example, that the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was rising, didn't rush. He wasn't rushing. He got up by His own almighty power. And when He's gotten up, He actually had the time to actually fold up the linen and put it at one side and put the headgear also on one side. He had time to do that. He wasn't rushing away. Even though there was an earthquake that shook the whole place, right in the tomb, everything was very quiet and peaceful. Our Lord Jesus Christ arranging everything so neatly. Have you asked the question before? Where did He get His new clothes from? And so here He was, He unwrapped Himself, folded it, and then mysteriously, wonderfully, He had a new garment on, because obviously He wouldn't have been naked, because as the Apostle Paul used the picture in 2 Corinthians 5, when we are unclothed, we are clothed also. And so wonderfully, we don't know where He got His clothes from,
Nobody can tell us because nobody was there. We only give him this insight. You see how quietly he did that. And then in a very quiet way, he would have walked out of the tomb, pushing away the stone at the door, majestically, the Lord of glory, having power over everything on the way. And he was on his way to go and reveal himself to his disciples. This is striking, isn't it? Well, this tells you somebody who was entirely in control. Entirely in charge of what was happening. Nobody was sacking him. Nobody was at his heels. Nothing like that, you see. And friends, why am I wasting your time with this? Because there's something like that even with spiritual resurrection. When the Lord Jesus Christ begins to work in my heart, you know, something happens. The Lord works so majestically. The Lord unclothes the old nature. He simply pulls down the old attitude and lifestyle, the worldly ambition that was really my everything, my idol, my everything. He unwraps all that from me, and a new one is put in its place, a new nature is infused. Yes, as the earthquake shook the place, when I'm coming to the Lord because of my sins and shame, I'm shaking up because I have to face up to my sins and call upon the Lord to save me. But actually, the Lord works so majestically in the heart to work that wonderful change in us also. Isn't that wonderful? My dear, it's your conversion like that. Did you see a wonderful unwrapping of the old nature? A taking away, a pulling down of the old nature and a new nature, as it were, erected in its place. By the power of the Lord. There has to be the almighty power of God at work. There's something, you should say, I did not know how it happened. There's something in every genuine conversion that you must say, I didn't know how it occurred. There was a woman whose husband was converted, and then the woman looked at the husband and said, how did it happen? You are a different man now. How did it happen? Because it was obvious the man is a changed person. Well, there's something in our conversion that would always be wonderful. Something beyond your own description. How did it happen that I now trust in God? How did it happen that I now believe in the scriptures? When I read them, they grip my heart. How did it happen that once I was a proud, ambitious person, my whole life is about this world, what I want to accomplish and what I want to get. All that is gone away. And here am I. I really want to, yes, I will not be wasting my years here, of course, but here am I. All I want to do is to love the Lord and let my life count for Him and glorify Him. You see, conversion is a very wonderful thing. It sounds like the Bible kind of a cabby betraying. And may you want to say, Reverend Jesus Christ, sorry, and mercy and fact is here, no pano. Reverend, sorry, no. On one, or sorry, you. On one, finutumu, no, sorry. No, sorry, no, on one, because ye, dear, chichini, chino. In our turn of war, say, ebo boy, eto, baby, any tiwano. And so, behind Kanusu, on pen, ten, ten. Said your baby action na name no emanuel wa wuhua. So they are teaching it to Eda has say they are teaching one and so on one boy. Oh, but I'm fine chummy. And Shokra, you may be in what story on a one two man that should be you gonna want boy. Who could show boy anyway? But one boy, what story on your ghost is say? And if I didn't know boy, I said, and then two man over born. No, do good baby or dano. No, oh, sorry. Baby, that's it. What's that? Aham, yeah. Meaning, say, chief, for some way. Say, if you were, nothing, you need to add that kind of way. Man, on then maybe an anansi, moon, a cacomodian to my back. Yeah, she said, not that kind of way. Well, I just so never see, and yes, sir. Yeah, man, on to my. On one, a little cotton, a baby, a chicken, or two. Jesus said, "Now, until man now, Odi pie yano, unya no him. Why the man? Ye ni mi Odi man. O sorry, ye ni until man dada miku wope. Ena we sufficient. No di pie ye. Ye say kasachi for sedi radi di juma ewo ekram so di ne banin chaya. Asas wosu siye mukaya. Asas wosu siye. Esi wo so
e ma so de funi na estroye pe wo e ta no mu de ne bibia ko so boko san se urade no ana na etimi nyina akita no na oyɛ ne nneɔma sɛde ɔno ap ɔte no bɔ ase sɔreɛ sɛ yɛ saa nneɔma no ɛsɛ sɛ awurade de woba ne nkyɛn a ɔyɛ adwuma wɔ tumi mu ɔyɛ adwuma sɛ ɔno ara ne biribi akita ne nsɛm ɔbɛworɔ saa ɛnka ne sodeɛ no ne tebea no ɛne nneɔma a ayɛ me botae kɛsekɛse ɔne ne abɛɛ me bosom no ɔyi ɛfiri hɔ na ɔde foforɔ bɛhyɛ n'anim ɛsɛ sɛ sɛ awurade gye nnea mpa Bibi is what my brave woman, me, I call me to my cassette. Me name said ye si baye. Me name said ye banner, sir. If you hear people say, you know, I stopped that sin, and then I'm a Christian, you remember, he's not describing the conversion. He's not describing Christian conversion. He's talking about his own moral strength. I stopped that, and then now I'm baptized, I'm a pastor, so you see, I'm a wonderful person. No, there must be something wonderful there that the person, not others alone, but the person still can't say, I did not know how this happened. And if it's not there, grace is not there. Obi ai radio school so dine bani chen chese inya unya sada siyano. We ye dene baye, semi. Now, do you remember the grave clothes were a gift from his friends, was it not? There were two friends that gave him that the grave clothes, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. Those were the ones that brought it. And the women used it to wrap our Lord. Now, when the Lord got up from the grave, he left it there. You remember when he raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus had his own in John chapter 11. So it was the Lord himself that told those around that, unwrap him and let him go. Now when the Lord came, he didn't have his own, as I've just mentioned. He left the great clothes there, a precious gift from his friends. But why did he leave it? Let's speak like Judas. Why did the Lord not maybe carry that with him in a plastic bag and go and give it to the poor or store it somewhere so that when a poor person died they may use it? Perhaps we may have to say with Judas, why this waste? Why leave it there in the grave, Lord? Why did he leave it there? Because it was grave clothes. That's where it belonged. You don't take grave clothes outside. It must always remain in the grave clothes in the grave. And so the Lord left it there. A gift from a friend. Yes, a gift when he died. But not when he's resurrected. Not when he has life. When he's dead and you want to give him a gift and you say, well, I'm giving you a great clothes. That's nice. But when he's alive, of course, I'm sure we'll think that this will be crazy. If somebody came to your wedding, forgive me for this rather nasty illustration. Somebody came to your wedding. Oh, no, no. He heard they were going to have your wedding next week, Saturday. And he said, well, don't worry at all. I'm bringing you up your clothes for the wedding. Don't buy a new suit. I'm bringing you one. And he waited for him. And on Thursday night, he came up. And what was happening was a shroud. Well, how do you wear a shroud? Something for the dead on a wedding day. But he wants you to let everybody run away from your wedding or something like that. How can anybody do that? And so, of course, a great clothes remains in the grave, nowhere else. And so, my dear friends, when you are converted, you see a clear line between old and new. What belongs to this new life and what does not belong to it? That light is given you. The Lord so shines in your heart. You see so clearly. This cannot be part of this present life. We often put it this way. When you are converted, you are brought into a new environment. You become conscious of that. It's amazing. I don't know how the Lord does it. You are aware. It dawns upon your heart. I mean, a new environment. And right that you would grow and you mature, but some foundations are laid. You begin to say, no, I cannot do this now. No, this is not correct.
You are in a new environment. I am under a new master. My Lord is in heaven. I cannot do what I want. One of the striking things that is a wonder in conversion is that when you are genuinely converted, you know right in your heart, I cannot do what I want. I have been conquered. I cannot do what I want. Because you have a sense that you are under a new master. My Lord is in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord. I cannot do what I want. If I am still my own master, and I can do what I want, I plead with you. Don't think you converted. Likely you're not. Because the Lord Jesus Christ makes sure of that. If it's in a teaching sense, I can easily prove that. There are a number of texts in Scripture. The Apostle Paul says this clearly, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself says it. And so, my dear friends, the sense of I, my taste, my ambition, my plans, my idea, well, you begin to be afraid now. I'm in a new environment. Light pours into your soul. I mean, the lines are clear. This belongs to the sepulcher. It belongs to the tomb. I am now a new person, clothed with new interests and new attitudes. Friends, if the Lord himself doesn't work this in your heart, no one can. No amount of teaching will do that. The Lord must lay that foundation in the heart as part of the grace of conversion. You see, Radio Yesu Kristo, sorry, you know. Because the CSA, grave clothes, you know, a wolf went to man, Ojanwo, and animal. You see, Obino de Chen, Nipakrona, and Adam for Pa. I didn't name Radio Yesu Kristo one fact. Maybe one can say, okay, me funk it and I say, me pia, me mishe bia, or yeah, yeah. Media man. A beer no need your war, and shall crown only be nigh and find to turn into medical. Auntie, what is the Christian, yes, sir? O John war and animal. And all day, Atalia Puffer, a peer. I didn't hear. You see, a chain, sir. A radius Christian name, sir. O war Atalia, ye general o war beer. Ye and found cop about him. Let me, ma'am, for to be said. So who will be a fro? Ness will be better at a day. No bro at a day, yet they edit that. It will be a way war. Will be a best room. A son, so be on him say, difference to at a day, yes, she, bra, you will. And if you're a quay, I from. Son, so semi bear radius Christian chain, Nessemi bear in India. On one cup of two kind, can see it to my common. Me shall see who a sheik a sabia a da a rabbit sing called my bravo, and it's a say. A yesterday, Edward, a danny for Fubimo. A yesterday, before Fubiesi, say, who know? Now, who knows what one Casocacho will say? Mean to me, ain't yet dear me pebble. Me, I mean to me, ain't yet dear me pebble. Sasadian, Eradi, ain't yet fewer, or behind to me, ain't yamma. It says, they radi me to me. Yeah, problem kese ba kone se. Obia peso so nanka se nini, mi ma jini, o mi ma kondo, mi, sa. Se rade, enye nfi uwa, untumi nye obura ewa miso. Eso nun kwano ye rade. O sorry ya se debe o nun kwano be ye rade. Se minso le pese ni ye rade dia. Enye rano mbe inu, entumi entina kuma ba kuma menye ye. And I may be ready. It's a thing who say, Eradi, ISRD, Ewamakum. My dear friends, have you known this? If not, my dear, you go to the Lord. My dear friends, go as a needy sinner. Not only sad over the absence of a lie or some anger and these things only, but dear friends, grieve also over your desire for some government. If you don't desire to be saved from that, you haven't understood what it means to be saved. You come to the Lord, and you must feel tired of your self-government, tired of running your own life,
tired of determining for yourself. If you are not tired, you haven't turned to the Lord. You still rule your own heart. You haven't entered into His kingdom yet. No one in His kingdom is a self-governing person. We've surrendered our hearts to Him. And when we came as needy sinners and looked at His great love for us on the cross of Calvary, we saw clearly we could not rule our own hearts and we could not be our own masters. Friends, have you really come? Wabi radi wampara mpara. We need the hank of the renewal. I don't know whether I've told you this. It was the story of this in the days of the slavery. There was a woman, I forget whether it was in Jamaica or at least one of these slave centers where they took her forefathers. And they took this woman there as a slave to be sold. And so she was put on the podium. You know, that was what they did. They put you on the podium, and then the person who wants to sell you comes up, and then there's a bidding for you. And so somebody comes and says, well, I'll buy him for 200 Ghana cedis. Another person comes and says, well, I will pay 220. And then they keep doing that until the person is bought. So there's this woman there whom they put there. Nobody wanted to buy this woman. So eventually a man came. And then he made a good offer, and they accepted that. And so the man actually didn't want to buy this woman for himself. He wanted to just set the woman free. So he paid for the money, and then he simply left. So he didn't take the woman. And so when he was going, he could hear somebody walking behind him. And so the man turned around, and lo and behold, it was a woman. And the man said, oh, lady, where are you going? Well, I paid for that. I wanted to set you free. So go. And the woman said, yes, I said, that's why I'm coming. And the man said, no. I said, go. I said, no, that's why I'm coming. You paid for me, isn't it? Now I belong to you. So I'm here, so you do with me what you want. And so you see the lesson. If you felt bought by the blood of Christ, you would want Him to do what you want with you. If you don't have that desire, you are a liar. He hasn't bought you. You don't belong to Him. If I want to be ruler of myself, He has no me. Anyone He buys, He so moves the heart that willingly the person says, Lord, I will be thine only and thine forever. Obia radi Yesu Kristo tomo amfano. And when you have a chance, you have a chance to be a person who will be a person who will be a. And so there has to be that clear difference, my dear friend. Are you converted? Have you been raised from the dead? Well, friends, ask, have I been given that clear difference of a life I once lived by self-government, self-determination, and that new life where I recognize entirely the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my all. And you do that gladly. You do that happily. I don't know whether who else wants to rule you. Let me touch on the last thing and I'm done. I want to ask the question. Why did the Lord, who would eventually reveal Himself to His disciples, make them go first to see the garment? Why not the other way around? Why was it not that the Lord simply got up and go and went to show Himself to them? Of course, for some of them to be like that. But you know that even for those whom He went straight away to reveal Himself, it was after the others have told them they were doubting that the Lord came. Why this order? Don't you think that it would have been short if the Lord simply came and met them? That would have solved everything. Why did they have to go into the tomb and see these evidences first? And then later, they saw Him. That's what He did for Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene saw the evidences that he was not there, heard from the angel. Then she turned around and saw that here is the Lord standing there. Why this order? It portrays something of God's wisdom. And you admire that. Therefore, let me just try to illustrate. And I think you'd appreciate that. Imagine that you are in a house. And you knew for sure that your husband, your wife, your child is in the room. Maybe you were in the kitchen. You could hear that person talking in the room. You know the voice and everything. So you know he's there. And then you dressed up and then merely shouted, "Well, I'm going to the mall and come back." And as you got out of your door, let's assume the person there was your husband or your sister. You got to the door and you saw your husband at the door. The one you thought was in the room, you see him at the door. What would you do? I'm sure, in your surprise, you'd be shocked and then perhaps leave him and perhaps run to the room to be sure. So who was it there that I saw, I heard him? Wouldn't you do that? You see God's wisdom? If the Savior, remember they have had problem in understanding that the Lord will rise. If the Lord had only showed himself to them, they would have left him and gone to the grave to check. Is it true? You see his wisdom? So I want to first let them go and see the evidence so they are prepared. So it's not here. So when we meet him, we have to grapple with this person, whether he's the person or not. You see the Lord's wisdom there? And there's a lesson there. The Lord purpose that, you know, before we see the Lord, we must have many evidences of his power and presence now. That is his plan. His plan is that we won't see him now. If people tell you when these are, I'm going to use a strong word, these foolish prophets say they've seen the Lord, you know, they are liars. They say, "Well, I saw him. Oh, years ago. Do I have time to tell you? Years ago." I think those of you who were, it was in the 90s, I believe. Those of you who were old enough at the time. Do you remember? Now, it became so popular, even GBC reported it. And it was a very popular newscast at GBC. Who said it? She also did that. There was, I forget, one of the Roman Catholic churches. They said that there is a kind of an imagery of the Lord Jesus Christ. So people could go and see it. Only a few persons saw it anyway. And this person who read the news, she was like, "I know that she's living still. I dare not mention. I remember her name now." She even came and said, "I saw it. I saw it." There's a kind of a something, perhaps something like a mirage, you know, something. And they all came saying it. And they were so thrilled and people were happy. "I saw it." Well, my dear friends, this is God's arrangement. We will never see him. We will never see him face to face. This is his arrangement. We will have evidences given us of his presence, that he is with us, of his power, because he will work in our hearts, of his blessings, because he will answer our prayers. And then, that will prepare us, make us desire to now see him. The one who, if you allow my illustration, who is living somewhere in another country and has been sending me all these wonderful gifts. Now I want to see his face. Who is that kind-hearted fellow who has been blessing me all these years? And I want to see his face. You see the Lord's wisdom. So that now we have evidences of his love, of his power, of his presence with us until we see his face. This is the blessing that Christians enter into. Our lives are meant to be that in which we prove the Lord's presence and power with us. We know his help and support. We will know many answers to prayer. So much light and understanding given us. Insight about decisions we want to make. He will help us all the way through. And then when life is over, we will see him face to face. This is the Lord's arrangement, friends. Can you anticipate that? Can you look forward to the day when we shall meet our Savior, the risen Lord, when we ourselves will be raised to see him? Are you ready for that? Can you anticipate with that humble trust that will be your portion also? The Amidichas, when they said, Adent ni radi Yesu Christo, Odi kai emanisya funo, omoko enanimo, no moko share. And your man, a chest said, was sorry to say, tell me what you're teaching, and if you're teaching the trino, ansana ono ankasa oyi no edi akye mo na me di yamfato se yamfan se wo fie na wonim se wo maami anasa wo kunu anawo sister wo dia wo share kitchen wo tin nipa wo enye se ebi bibi na fo wase wo tin nipa so she dey mu wonim so she ho ampara and bibi e ma wonye ekyenye se o she ho san se dia se dia ni ba ankasa ba ko ankasa to ato aso wonim san po she ho. And we'll cry, what kind of say, oh, sister, me caught market over. What cry, no? What pay if you would them more? Well, sister, no, we'll say, I'll show no wish you me. But did you say, I should be back as an hour more? Well, of course, I didn't know. But anyway, anyway, she and one, hey, what would you say? I'm sure the above what dreams soon say, hey. No only why. My dear, so we said, they want shop out the turmeric, a wash of some pa, was also no shaho no ampana. And son, if you wish, I look only in the Indian guitar with you. Yes, say, the radius of crystal, or a young coponti, or yen when young supply so. O the kind, Eddie Samuel, man, a chest of was sereno, a chain is here for no. It is saying, why, Jenny, I must own one. Omo enye chini biadi, ensese afedi omo kwa somo kocheki ansa. Enti, yesa sanso. Nese meba iradi ho, nese mi iradi dia. Iradi disajumanoa, sese awiliasi ha. Iradi bema sani nyango pamba dia. Iradi bema ni sa oni mebe di wakwanya. Ebema menya awe shemune se. Iradi kambi huampa. Ewurade bɛ ma mi nyansan yɛde tena. Ewurade bɛ ma mi tumi ni ahoɔdene ɛwɔ bɔne ahodoɔ a mede di aprɛ. Ewurade bɛtie me mpaeɛ. Mehunu sɛdeɛ ɔte m'adwene mu na metumi ehunu deɛ ɛte sɛ sɛ meyɛ nea ɛkeka ho. Na mehunu nneɛma bebree ɛte sɛ ɔkyerɛ sɛ Ewurade wɔ me nkyɛn. Ansa na afei deɛ mɛkɔ ho no. Afei da ɛbɛsi na mɛsɔre efi wufo mu. And I say, Radino and Casababano, Messiano, Namehuni, Nimni, Nafi, Nakuma betrayed him, the son said, and then in the Botae and Casa. Then he disassed, who was saying that son? See, once again, I close with those fine what I started with. You don't assume. Now, oh, I wish I can tend to a few texts. Now, we have evidences of his grace and power. And that's what assures us now. Our assurance is drawn from the evidences of his presence, of his power, of his work in our lives. And then we actually look forward to the day when we will see him face to face. Our faith is a real one. Christianity is not a make-believe idea. It brings us truly into contact with the living God. And we have unquestionable testimonies of his answers to prayer, of his goodness to us, and of how he leads us through life. What is most encouraging is that if I am a child of God, his care and his interest in me includes every department of my life, every aspect, and throughout my whole years until I go to heaven. Oh, dear friends, are you a Christian? Are you converted? Are you sure? Are you sure you're not living on assumption? Do you have evidences of his grace? Do you know that the Savior said you? Have you ever felt shame over sin and grief over that? Have you been brought to throw away all your self-confidence and to rest all your hopes on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary? To see yourself as having nothing at all? The Lord Jesus Christ, having all you ever needed, has he opened your eyes to see through this world so that its attractions, really, they will still be tempting, but they feel very small. And the things for pride and show seems really painful. Have you seen through this world? Has he given you understanding? Has he brought you close to the Bible? The Bible now gripping your heart and making you willing to gladly obey everything it teaches. To believe and rest your life upon everything it teaches.
to take seriously every warning he gives and every hope he sets before you. Have you been brought to that point? Everything, not aspect, not some lovely texts only, but everything has he brought you to really believe and put your trust in him in times of trouble, to say, I will go to the Lord. We often say, when I'm a converted person, the moment trouble strikes, what rises in your heart is, I will pray. I will pray about this. I will tell the Lord about this. This is a kind of that childlike spirit put into us. We tell our Father everything because we are His. A sense that I'm a child of God. Do you know what it is to lift up your hearts in gratitude to God? We call that worship. And to admire Him, His ways, more than anyone else. Is He your chief admiration? The Lord Jesus Christ. Do you admire Him above all? Do you look upon it with happiness that He will govern everything? He wouldn't let me do what I want. And I'm happy it is so. My self-government is over. And I say hallelujah that it is so. When I was ruling my own heart, I brought myself into shame and distress. And it's over. And I'm glad now He rules everything. Now He must control everything. And now His will must be the thing that must be carried through every time. Friends, are you converted? Do you have the evidences? Do you look upon Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ and His dying love, and you say, this is all my hope. This is all I have. The Savior died for me because I have nothing. I have nothing before Almighty God. Dear friends, are you converted? Do you have the evidences? Is that a question? Then I have the evidences that I'm a new person. Until then, may the Lord help us, friends, and make us all have evidences of His grace in our hearts. Let's pray.